Hi everybody, Kathy Barwick here. I'm going to do some more cross picking. I guess that's not a big surprise to most of you. What we've done in the last few issues is look at some specific patterns that we can use in some fiddle tune descending lines. Today what I want to show you is some inside rolls that you can use to build melodies or passing tones or just plain licks that you can drop into songs. As a quick review, I'd like to point out in the text the diagrams for the D shape, the F shape, and the A shape chords. These are movable shapes that we will play using the second, third, and fourth strings. The fret designation will be on that fret that is the tonic of the chord. So in the D shape chord, the tonic is on the B string. So the D shape at fret 3 is a D. The A shape at fret 2 is an A because the tonic there is at the third string, second fret. And the F shape at the third fret is an F because the F note is on the fourth string, third fret. So the pattern that I want to show you today, and this may be familiar to many of you, starts with the D-shaped chord. And this is actually a D-shape at the first fret. I hadn't really thought of it in those terms before, but sure enough, if you take your D chord and move it down two frets, of course, there's my whole C chord. But I'm just going to use the second and fourth strings. Now this pattern starts here, and then it ends when you move up the neck at the A-shape chord at the fifth fret. So there's a C chord there. We're just using those part of it that's on the second, third, and fourth strings. So it goes from there to there. And on the way up, we might fret, use an A, it's basically, it looks like an A-shaped chord at the third fret, but it isn't really. It's just on the second and fourth strings. And up to the fifth fret. Back down. If you look at example one in the tab. And then back down. And if you look at figure one, the diagram also shows you the shape of this pattern. The dark circles being in the D-shaped chord at the first fret. The two X's being your next move at the third fret. And then the circles at the fifth fret. That's the pattern. Notice the dashed lines at the fourth fret. That would be a chromatic kind of lick. It would sound like this. In some circumstances, you might want to add those notes. So now that we're comfortable playing the pattern in C, let's find it in F. If we're in the key of C, our four chord would be an F. So what we need to do is start with a D position chord. So that would be the D position chord at the sixth fret. And I'm just playing the second and fourth strings. And then up one fret. And it's the same pattern. And here, we're at the A chord position at fret 10. So that's the same lick in F. C, F. Sounds a little bit like Brown Eyed Girl. Now if I wanted to go directly to G, there I am in my D position chord, my D-shaped chord at the sixth fret. If I move it up two frets, it should be G, right? There's my G note on the second string, eighth fret. And here's the pattern again. And in F, and in C. And I can play these in any chords. Here's E. You can do them in any chords on those three strings. Okay, let's put these in a roll, in a cross-picking roll, and see how that sounds. Example two in the tab. Example three. That's pretty easy. So let's try that in C, then F, then G, and then back to C. 2, 3, 4. to keeping the roll going is to get it happening before you put your left hand in. And then when you're comfortable, now let's try a forward roll in the pattern. It's a little bit harder because there's no real place to move your left hand, so it's more important, again, to get the right hand going and then drop the left hand in. So your right hand keeps going no matter what your left hand is doing. And just to show you what the last example, example 5, sounds like, here we go. 2, 3, 4. So I added that chromatica 4th fret pair of notes. So the tune that I've chosen to illustrate this concept is You Are My Sunshine. When I picked up my guitar and kind of fooled around with the pattern, this is what popped out. Notice that the melody goes up and down mostly on the B string. So I'm starting on that note and I'm doing some backward rolls, and that's highlighting that note in the melody. The other thing to notice is that I don't really play the pattern that I've shown you this time in the G chord. What actually happens here is that the G in this tune, the G chord part, is in the middle of that C pattern. You'll notice it, and it's that 3rd fret position, and it's a D, a G, and an F natural, which of course represents a G7 chord pretty well. So I hope you get the idea here of how to use this pattern to play some song melodies. In most cases, I wouldn't use it all the way through a song like this, but this seemed to work to show the idea. In future columns, I'll be dropping some of these patterns into other arrangements, and you can see how other ways that you can use them. Okay, see you later. Bye.